Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream.
Hey, top of the show, I got to start out with the very, very best news. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I feel like a drum roll needs to take place here. I am so excited, y'all. I just got an email. May I pull it up and read it to you? Because here's what it says. Dear Debbie, you passed the test. You are now a North American Sommelier Association Spanish wine specialist. Holy moly, my score, my certification is going to follow up. In the meanwhile, enjoy the news and keep drinking and promoting good Spanish wines from the sommelier teacher, Giammario. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Let me tell you, I teach dreams, right? So for me to show up for myself, I have to use everything I teach, everything that's in my books, everything that's in my products. And when I start to lapse, I remember everything I teach and pull it forward. And I had to use it for this because this was such a big dream and big for me to take on, to be tested, frankly, at that level and all the studying that went into it. So I'm so grateful. And you know, my buddy, his name is Misha, brilliant Russian scientist who was in the class with me, we decided to study. So besides everything I did on my own, we got together for an afternoon for 4 hours and tested each other and index cards and did wine testing and tasting and talking about the properties and the grid. And all I can say is, y'all, I passed. I was really open to whatever because it was a very hard test, but I'm so excited, and I hope you're cracking open a bottle and celebrating with me. Gosh, we'll see what's next for me and wine, just following the energy of what I love and makes me so excited. Woo-hoo. You know, we're going to be talking about struggle and not struggle. And what we can do to not struggle. And I'm very excited because later on I'm bringing on Jenny Ashwell. Jenny is going to be talking about walking through fear into love and purpose. She addresses fears, doubts, roadblocks, by the way. That's all the stuff that gets in the way of dreams. These are the things that arise as we stretch into our dreams. Jenny advises us how to masterfully move through them. And she's going to be sharing a little later on from her own inspiring journey and offering insights and tools for moving through fear into love and purpose. And she's got a new book out called Love's Curriculum that we'll be talking about. So to sort of pave the way between Spanish wines and introducing you to Jenny, let's talk about this. I got to tell you, I have coaching clients. Tuesdays are often dedicated all to calls with my clients, and they're very joyful. I am deeply grateful for the people who are called to work with me because they're perfect. And I had one gal recently I've been working with every month, and she's been a tougher case, I got to say, a tougher case. And she does suffer a lot, and she's somewhat married to her suffering. So although she deeply wants me to help her and invites me to help her, she also pushes me away when I help her. It's very interesting for a coach to deal with that paradigm because, you know, with great love and respect and compassion for all of those choices, I also have to be very honest about what I'm seeing. Truth opens doors, sets us free. So I wanted to talk about suffering because many people employ this as a way to get through life. It's an interesting choice, right? We don't really want to consciously choose it, but we suffer when we struggle. Suffering comes in the form of frustration, sadness, guilt, depression, anger, overwhelm, and stress. Suffering comes from expectation, and we suffer when our life's blueprint does not match expectation, then we suffer. And suffering essentially is a fear of loss, and suffering is fear of never. So, what changes our life? Decision. Making a new decision and being fully aligned with it. I'm telling you, choice is so powerful. I've changed my life multitude of times because of choice and aligning myself with that choice. We end the suffering when we decide to let go, by seeing what is really going on. We all get what we tolerate. Let me say that again. We all get what we tolerate. We tolerate our bodies, our business, our friendships, our life, even when they're not working for us. So what is it time for you to say no more? No more to? Is it time for you to say, I'm not going to tolerate this? And if it is, fill in the blank. What is your fill in the blank? I'm not going to tolerate X anymore. I'm not going to tolerate it. I am now dedicated to this new choice and make a new choice. I am now dedicated to this new choice, to thinking new thoughts, to having a new life. So here are the two steps. One, appreciate. And do this with me right now. Seriously, in this moment, put your hands on your heart, close your eyes, take a breath, and appreciate what you now have. And say it out louder to yourself. Who do you appreciate? What friends? What family? Your health? Your home? Your job? Mentors? Pets? Trees? And next step, change your expectations. Let them go. Expectations are a resentment waiting to happen. Change your life, make a new decision, and align yourself fully with the new choice. You can trade expectation for appreciation. You're training and you're growing. You know, there are people who say, I don't want to grow anymore. I don't want to change anymore. I don't want to look inside anymore. Good luck to that, being in this human body. Because training and growing never end. Tony Robbins said, when we are ripe, we are rotten. I love that. When we're ripe, we're rotten. So really, the growing always continues. And for us, that means our whole lives. Every morning, just spend 10 minutes to set up your day and your being. You can break down those 10 minutes. Spend 3.5 minutes in pure gratitude, a simple thank you. Thank you, because we cannot be angry and grateful at the same time. So let me say right now, to set this up, I thank you for listening to Dare to Dream. I thank you for tuning into the show. I thank you for being an encouraging part of my life. I thank Doug for being the most amazing owner-producer of the station I'm with. I thank Jenny for being in the show and gracing us with her wisdom. Next, list 3 outcome or results you're committed to. See the outcomes as done and complete. Next, get pumped up. Like, really, feel joy. Make a choice about joy or excitement or happiness or just contentment. Have happy breathing. And last, spend 3 minutes on answering this question. How do I love more? How do I love more in a loving way today? How do I love more in a loving way today? You know, the practice of these 10 minutes every morning, gratitude, seeing finished outcomes, learning how to love more, and in creating your body into breathing and being happy right now, that's what ends suffering. This ends suffering. And when we care less and less and are less attached, then we can love more. And by caring less, you know what I mean by caring less, yes? I mean that often caring for us is actually worrying or is fear-based or controlling somehow. So just release it all. We can release that because it doesn't help and it doesn't move us forward. And if you don't face it, you can't fix it. So how can you love more today? And how can you love more in a loving way today? Well, Jenny Hogg Ashwell is here. She's a gifted spiritual guide. She's a natural bridge to the spiritual realm. As a registered therapeutic counselor in private practice called Shining Heart Personal Growth. Jenny works as an angel intuitive, medium, and spiritual counselor to help clients worldwide open to divine love and guidance and live their unique soul purpose in the world. She's been trained in transpersonal counseling psychology and brings 20 years of spiritual and personal growth to the balance of intellect and spiritual mystic. Jenny studied business administration at UC Berkeley and then law at Northwestern University. She was working as a lawyer in Phoenix when her soul received a wake-up call, which began her journey, traveling a path from lawyer to student of spirituality and mother of three to spiritual counselor and intuitive. Jenny is the author of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, a powerful guidebook that awakens readers to the divine love that connects all. Fueled by her own transcendent experiences and strong inner knowing, Jenny is passionate in reminding us that love is all there is, that we are love, we belong, and that spiritual guidance is always available. You can find out more about her at lovescurriculum.com. And Jenny, welcome to Dare to Dream. It is so great to have you here today.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to our conversation on walking through fear into love and purpose. I want to start with the idea of a wake-up call. First of all, what I love, by the way, about where you come from, you're a smart girl. UC Berkeley, yes. Come on. Law at Northwestern. I love this juxtaposition. So I'm already set up for the story that you're coming from a sort of linear, logical place, and that actually makes me love where you've ended up even more. So talk me through this. What was the wake-up call, and what transpired?
Right, yes. It's fun to look back at the whole journey and see where I am now. Mm. Well, I had decided to become a lawyer, and most of it at that time in my life was driven externally. So I was a smart girl, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to study, and I kind of fell into studying business, finance, and then not sure where I wanted to go. And, you know, it's funny because I even worked for a lawyer one summer to be smart and see if I liked it. And my inner knowing said, no, you don't really like this. But then when I graduated 2 years later, I didn't have that connection to that knowing anymore. And so I kind of thought, well, it's a good thing to do. So I'm smart enough. I can achieve this. I'll go to 3 years of law school after
cool.
4 years of university. And it was when I was working, I remember the day so clearly. It's funny how these kind of pivotal moments where you get this like wake up call. And of all things, I was walking into the washroom at the law firm, maybe my first day at work, I think the first week. And I felt this like in my gut and this like inner voice that just said, whoa, this isn't what you want to do. And of course, it was like, oh gosh, I'm just starting out, right? And I've just finished law school and I've done all this. But it was a real sudden and deep kind of knowing. And it hit me for that instant and then it kind of faded again. And yet, it started something. That was the moment that, and I started to get more little glimpses of it. I started to hear it a little bit more. I started to take spiritual classes. Phoenix had wonderful kind of hotbed for that kind of learning. So I studied Reiki.
I didn't know that. I know of the Phoenix colleges, but I didn't realize that they had a lot of spiritual-based conversation going on there.
Yes, and this was back in the mid-90s. Mm. Sedona's nearby there. So lots of, you know, it's almost like I kind of stumbled upon things in the bookstore, a class on feng shui, and it opened this whole new world to me that I think had just been asleep inside me. I had just gone into the analytical world and lost touch with my intuition and deeper spirituality. And when I took classes on intuition, it felt natural. It felt like home. And so I began to listen and to continue to step into what felt right. Even though I was still worked as a lawyer for 3 more years before I actually decided to end my career in that.
How did your life change? What was it like before and after the wake-up call, and also before and after being a lawyer?
Right. Oh, how was it? Well, again, before it was very externally driven. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in touch with this more authentic me, and I think all of us do that. As we grow up and things happen to us, we begin to put on masks and go into roles, and we want to please others. And so we lose touch with perhaps what's our actual gift here for the world. Mm-hmm. At least I know that happened to me, and I work with lots of people where that happened. And so as I got that wake-up call, that knowing, wait a minute, this isn't for you, and I started to listen and I started to take action, that woke up inside me. So I started to feel more of what was authentic. But I can tell you, it's a continuing journey and unfolding. Like you said, Debbie, we're always growing.
You're never ripe or rotten. That's true.
No.
And, you know, no one said it better than John Lennon when he said, life is what happens to us when we're always making plans. You know, it's very easy to map things out the way they ought to be in our minds, in our blueprints. But there, our soul has a calling, and it's going to make sure that some of that goes in our path. And sometimes the universe, you know, just has a way of unfolding. So it's very interesting that you came from that space and ended up here. And I know that you wanted to talk today about moving through fear into love and purpose. That's like heady. That's big. So talk to me about that. How can we? I'd love to teach people how to move out of fear, how to shift into love, how to shift into purpose. What is your perspective?
Right. Well, whenever I share, or people say, "Wow, look what you've done!" Right? You've really dared to dream, and you've gone from lawyer and again, I want to be clear. For some people, being a lawyer could completely be their authentic calling, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it can be inspiring, and it just happened for me. That was more the mask. It was what I chose to do because I didn't know what else I wanted to do. And then to move through, oh, I've gone through 2 divorces. I mean, the courage and the change that involves, to opening to bring this book, Love's Curriculum, which came through me and was completely a different, a non-intellectual process and an opening to surrender, that it's not been without needing to move through fear and doubt and what I call an ego attack, the part of us, that inner critic that says, you can't do this, or you shouldn't do this, or you'll be embarrassed if you try this, whenever we're stepping out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So I really want people to understand that. Like, I've learned that that's part of the process. Mm. Fear is going to be there.
So fear is going to show up. So what I hear you saying, it's not about whether fear is present, not present. It's really about the choices we make around fear.
Completely. And the awareness we can learn to recognize it for what it is, and tools to help us move through it so we can continue to hear that, what I call the voice of love, our true nature that says, wow, yes, you belong, and you are connected to everything.
Oh, my God.
And you can do this.
That's powerful. I want to talk about that for a minute, because that's really pivotal. And I know to some people that may sound like, oh, that was interesting, but it actually is profound. So here's what I know, a couple of things. First of all, everything I do almost, because I tend to do things very big and visible, I always have fear. It surprises people. People think, oh, you know, you're so big, you must this. No, honey, trust me. I have lots of stuff come up. But I am also so aware of it that I will never allow it to control me. I'll never put fear on a chair and genuflect to it. Never.
Right.
am very clear about moving forward anyway. I'm also clear sometimes it's a wisdom teacher and tells me to pay attention to things I need to, and I can clean those up. I want to also address what you're talking about, being a part of everything, that love is really the way, and that we can acknowledge fear and do something anyway. I was working with a client yesterday, and I love something that she got to. Very important for her and something I've utilized too. For instance, when I started speaking on stage in front of hundreds of people and traveling the world speaking, I was scared when I first did it. However, I got to a point where I couldn't take my own anxiety anymore. And I literally came up with the, I am that. If I am everything, I am that. I've been an orator. I've been a speaker. I've been in front of people. And if not in this lifetime, someone else surely has. And if I'm a part of everything, that is still a part of me. I truly can be anything I choose. And I had a client who recently got to that because she had stuff come up and she's very visible. And she employed that and went into this incredible organic space that was very powerful. So when you say that, is that what you're talking about? I am that. I am the everything.
Yes, yes. And that there is, love wants to be experienced. I call it love, divine love, connection, openness, oneness, this, our souls want to express. And then we, like I said, when we get here in this body and our spirits are in these bodies, we adopt what I call the ego, and it thinks we're separate instead. It thinks that we better protect ourselves. We better protect ourselves from love. We better, that there's not enough for everybody, that we're just this isolated being that has to figure it out each time on it, on our own. And so it's as we're stepping into expressing love, then that ego part of us says, no, 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 that's not safe. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And gives us forms of attack, which are self-consciousness, an inner critic that, you know, the negative self-talk, or it starts to judge others, or threatens us with fears of embarrassment, shame, ridicule. Like if you take that chance and go on that stage, oh, but they might laugh at you, right? And it's all this stuff in our heads that goes on. And yet,
yeah, it's very true. Someone was asking me the other day about, you know, creating dreams and obstacles, and I'm like, well, you know, there's outside ones and there's inside ones. And they're both very powerful, and they both really don't exist on some level, you know? And it's like, but they're all will stop us if we give them the power that they're asking for.
Correct.
So what tools can we use? So here we are. We want to live in love. I think most people really do. I hope most people really do. We want to live in love. Certainly people want to be living out their purpose.
Yes.
What can we do, and what tools can you offer?
Well, I know in your introductory, you touched on a few of them. One, you mentioned setting up your day, right? Having some kind of regular practice that tunes us in to the energies of love. So forgiveness, gratitude, placing your hand on your heart. Meditation can be a strong way to train the brain to recognize the difference between, I want to say, love and purpose and truth and your inspiration, as opposed to the inner critic or the ego voice or fear. So meditation, that practice, really can help train our brains to become aware of the difference. And then when you can start to sort through, it's much easier to recognize, am I on track in love right now, or am I experiencing this kind of whirlwind of fear and negativity that's actually working to try and keep me from expressing what I really want to express?
I really want to ask you, because I loved the idea, you know, angel intuitive. You know, I get a real sense for you in all of what you offer. And people who want to work with you, what does that look like? What are their options?
Yes. Well, I do offer private sessions, and those look like angel guidance readings. So I help tap into what I experience around everybody is a team of angels, of spiritual guides, of loved ones who've crossed over, who are really here to help you. That's one of those key pieces that I feel I'm here to help others remember, and that I've begun to experience on my own, is that we have guidance available. Again, you said, you know, is love about being part of everything? We are, and we aren't alone here. We have a whole team, not only friends here in form, but also friends in spiritual form helping us. So I can help people tap into that wisdom and also strengthen their own connection to that. So tools to continue to do that in their everyday life. And I also offer spiritual counseling as well.
What is that? What is spiritual counseling?
Yeah. Well, I studied transpersonal counseling, which is a holistic approach. So the idea that we're body, mind, spirit, and it looks at how everything that is happening can be fuel for that growth, can be seen from a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and again, you mentioned that in your intro, and it's surely what I've experienced, because being a lawyer from that limited view, the ego view, could say, oh, what a mistake, or what a waste of money. And yet it wasn't at all. It was so key to everything I do now, or to my path, or to how I can help people now and help them make changes in their life. So it's everything is part of the growing and into who we are. So there are no mistakes.
There are no mistakes. You know, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Jenny about her book, Love's Curriculum. Also, what is the High Council? And are you a light worker? You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can find me at DebbieDashinger.com or go to Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com. Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to MyBestsellerBook.com. MyBestsellerBook will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads at debbiedashinger.com. That's ads at debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
I'm interviewing Jenny Hogg Ashwell, who wrote Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, The High Council. And just so you know, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Jenny, your book refers to the High Council throughout. Who is that? What is that?
Who is that? What is that? Good question.
Who's that High Council?
Say that again?
Who's that High Council?
Who's that High Council? Well, what I've come to know, and it's been a beautiful process and an unfolding, and I do include that in the preface and the appendixes to the book. The High Council is a group of spiritual leaders. So they are in the spiritual realm, and they are here to guide us. They include the consciousness of Jesus. And the group is also connected with all the ascended masters who have been leaders on our planet, Buddha, Indian masters. So all that wisdom of enlightenment is definitely what they're connected to. It also contains archangels. If people are familiar with the archangels, Archangel Michael, there's an Archangel Ariel,
Raphael, Gabriel.
Yep. And a new one who introduced herself is Archangel Penemu. And what they've shared with me is, well, one, they seem to be outside of us, but they're also part of us. Again, we were talking about that we're all connected. So our highest knowing and our highest selves are connected with their energy as well. So this wisdom that they bring is actually inside of us as well. We just forget. And so they're here to help us wake up again to that, to work as a group, to help the planet remember, because we're at a pretty pivotal point on our planet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I concur there. Chapter 16 of your book, Jenny, is a call to light workers. What are light workers? Am I one? How do we know if we're a light worker, and why are we here?
Yes. I would say ultimately we're all light workers. We're all love and light. And yet, as I've experienced my own development and working with others, it seems to be some of us, our souls, our spirits are called to bring this light to the world, to help
the world remember and awaken to love instead of living in fear, to remember that we're one. And so that I would call a light worker. I think some people are really aware that that's their purpose and they work in that field. Others, I think, aren't quite aware of it yet. They're just remembering that their soul has this higher purpose. It might even be the purpose of spreading kindness in whatever work you do, or the idea of fairness and equality. But it's a feeling that you're called to contribute to bringing more light and love to the world.
Mm. Good explanation. I like that. Because the word is bandied around quite a bit, so it's nice to hear that broken down. And you write about forgiveness in your book. I bring it up because I think that's a great subject. Everyone thinks they'd like to be that, have that ability to forgive, and yet I see on the planet it's one of the hardest things to do. So you write about it in your book, Love's Curriculum, big subject. From your perspective, what is forgiveness? How can we surrender to forgiving ourselves and others?
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up another point about, so Love's Curriculum, I surrendered myself and said, okay, I'll what do you want me to write? And I just let like an inner dictation, the High Council, type it for me. So it's always curious because it doesn't quite feel like my book. It feels like I've definitely been given the purpose to bring it forward. And yet the wisdom is so high, like the word, the High Council, right? It comes from this higher knowing that's in all of us. And it also lines up with A Course in Miracles, which talks a lot about forgiveness. And from the perspective of how they're talking about forgiveness, it's really to remember that we're all one. To remember that what I see outside in the world that I might judge is actually a reflection of a part of me, because I'm part of human consciousness. And so it's being willing to stop blaming or looking at things as us versus them, or they're the bad guy and I'm the good guy. And so they call it in the book true forgiveness. So it's really owning what we could say is your projection, that all this dark or evil or sadness or bad things are outside of you. You want to distance yourself from it, when really it's a part of all of our consciousness as a group.
Yes.
So there's a healing that happens when we bring it home and forgive it within ourselves. Forgive it for all of humankind.
That's often called shadow work, which I've done extensively. And I'm actually next month about to go to, what do you call it? It's way bigger than a workshop, way bigger than self-development. It's a 6-day deep dive, completely off the grid.
Yep.
And an intensive that I am volunteering to go do, because I've heard good things, but honestly, instinctively, I feel called to do. But I'm filling out all the prep work, 50 pages, by the way. It's really kicking up a lot of stuff, but it's having us look deeply at our childhood and other things. But for me, especially the childhood, I can already tell through what I'm reading that their point of view is, and all those things that you either pushed away that were your parents, or said, oh, isn't this awesome about my parents, that somehow, inherently, you start to be that somewhere out in the world that's getting in the way of your life. Mm-hmm. And as I'm doing the writing, I'm starting to see pieces of that, the truth of that, come out. Which is another piece of what you're talking about, and talk about forgiveness for those who had a tough upbringing or childhood or experience, and really want to have peace with your past. Mm-hmm. I can think of no better way than to have true forgiveness around either some trauma that happened to you or your upbringing. And although I've done so much work on that, I'm longing for that. I am longing for that complete peace which passeth all understanding.
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And be fully present.
Yes. Yeah, and it's like a big picture view. And again, that feeling that we're ultimately all love and all one. And I like that you bring up the healing of childhood stuff. That's a lot of, in my counseling, it's seeing that there seems to be lots of pieces to our unfolding and our growth. And one is the events that happen as children and what we, as with our little child brains, what we could make it mean. And we often make it mean something about us because that's the only way we're wired. Our brains are wired at that young age is to think it's something to do with us. And we adopt a lot of our beliefs, negative beliefs at that time. And so as adults, getting to go back and see what was really true and to heal and to start changing our minds about what we decided way back then.
Absolutely. I'm seeing in some of the writing that I always knew it was interesting that I'm an overachiever, but I'm starting to see the connection that everything for me has been just like this mantra, just move forward, just move forward, just create and move forward, which is awesome, right? What a great skill to have. And by the way, my older brother adopted the same exact skill. I think it's fascinating. He's huge in what he does. And yet, you know, so there's this component of, well, what about just stopping and feeling, stopping and being,
yes.
So, you know, like, okay, so now I think it's just time, this piece, it's really time. And I'm excited to go on this true forgiveness journey of all and the acceptance of all and the being of all and just coming out the other side. So I'm fully prepared to do this. Well, folks, when we come back, we're going to meet the higher council. We are going to meet the high council that comes through Jenny. I'm going to invite the high council to come on this show right now to give you a message. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter at Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane Heer. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified VARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a VARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your VARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
You want to be whole?
Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Jenny Hogg Ashwell. She wrote Love's Curriculum. And as promised, we're going to ask Jenny to bring in the High Council. I just want to give you a little background if you're just tuning in. She's a registered therapeutic counselor in private practice. She works as an angel intuitive, a medium, and a spiritual counselor. Jenny, can I ask the High Council to come on and offer us whatever in this moment is a right message for us as a collective synergistically to hear?
It sounds beautiful. Yes, for sure.
Thank you.
And if you wish, I'll start, as I always do, with an intention prayer of surrender and asking for their guidance. So if we're ready, I'll do that, and then we'll see what message it is.
We are ready.
All right. So I know it's radio, but I'm just taking a few deep breaths. Connecting here. So asking, and if everyone at home or wherever you're listening wants, if you're not driving, you can listen, or just putting your feet on the floor, feeling your feet on the ground. And taking a few deep breaths into your heart. And I ask now, I invite the High Council close, and that whatever messages be in our highest good and the highest good of all. And so it is. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, lovers. Lovers. You are here to love and bring light to the world. We are so excited, and we feel the energy and excitement that's bubbling within all of you who are listening, and this memory is waking up inside of you, knowing that you have come here to bring peace to the planet, to bring love to the planet, to bring higher understanding to the planet. And we truly wish to inspire you, that you feel our connection, and that you walk with so many others, that you are not alone, that you are here at the very right time, the very right space. And that we forgive any mistakes you think you've made. We don't see them as mistakes. There are no mistakes. Only love, only forgiveness, only compassion for yourself and for others. So walk in kindness to yourself first. Remember that. Remember to be kind as you stretch and grow and answer this call of your heart to bring love to the planet. For it starts with loving yourself equally as you love others. And those of you who are called to connect further with us, know that we are available in Love's curriculum, in your own meditation space, in working with Jenny and listening to this show. That there are many ways, and that you're already called. You already know you've been called to certain teachers, certain classes, certain books, certain messages that you want to share with the world. And just know that we are helping from this spiritual realm, helping line up the people you're meant to meet, the contacts. And so we ask that you remember your connection with other light workers on the planet, your connection with love, your connection with us and your own spiritual guidance teams, your own angels. And we thank you for your willingness and for your excitement and for the understanding that you bring, your consciousness that you bring to the world. So thank you. Thank you for being here. And so it is.
Whew. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Jenny Hogashwell, and we've just been through a wonderful experience with the High Council. Jenny, I want to ask you here at the end, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? Your future dreams and goals.
Yes. Oh, I got a bit of feedback there. Okay, we're good. For me, it's really like I have such a calling to touch and love the entire world. And so to really get out there on a larger scale to share what I call the three pillars of Love's curriculum, which would be that love is always, that you are love, that you have loving guides and helpers to help you. So really getting on a bigger stage with that and getting to just meet and touch and work with more and more people would be my next dare to dream step.
What, if you could go back and say anything to your 16-year-old self now, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? What would that be?
Oh, what a beautiful question. Mm-hmm. I'd tell me that I'm perfect just the way I am, that I'm, that whatever makes me feel different or like I don't fit in or unique is actually exactly the gift or the importance that I'm going to offer, and that I will find that fits, that belongs, that it's valued. That's what I would tell myself.
Different is awesome.
Yes.
I agree. And this year, have you learned anything this year or recently that is a new piece that you're adding in? What's the most important thing you've learned this year?
This year? Another good question. I think it's another level of self-love and self-compassion, because that is one of the key things as we're stretching into our dreams and facing the doubts and fears, is to remember to be loving to ourselves, compassionate, like giving myself a break, so to speak, a nice hug, a pat on the shoulder, like just being gentler with myself.
And what do you know about creating dreams? What are some of the secret things that work for you?
Oh, intention. You mentioned some in your opening, gratitude, visualization, feeling like it's already there. For me, surrender. So that could look like, well, asking for help, like surrendering it to my higher power, definitely. Getting out of my own way, asking for guidance.
And what would you like to say here, Jenny, at the end? What would you like to say to the listeners that you have not yet shared?
Oh. Feels like just, I believe in you. And there is help. And that's another important key, is that we're meant to connect with others, not only spiritual helpers in the spiritual realm, but friends that we can, who get us and that talk this language and are on similar paths, or support from support groups or community, for sure. So it's a real that you're important, that you belong, that I believe in you, and that it's important to have help and to walk with friends on this journey.
Thank you so much for inspiring us, Jenny, on Dare to Dream, and thank you for bringing the High Council to give us that wonderful message.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much, Debbie. And
awesome,
congratulations.
Ah, thank you. Yay, Spanish wine specialist. And
yeah.
If you want to know about Jenny Hogg Ashwell, go to lovescurriculum.com. I end today's show with this quote from Anne Lamott. Here are the two best prayers I know. Help me, help me, help me. And thank you, thank you, thank you. A big shout out to one of my clients, Lauren. We had an unbelievable coaching call yesterday. We're going to be launching her book soon. And we were both so full of excitement and everything, the enormity of the big game that we're both playing for her. And then she posted all over social media because stuff is starting to happen big time. And I can't tell you what that means as a coach, as a mentor, as a consultant, when I can work with people like that and they're just loving and digging what's going on, because it's about the results, kids. So if you're ready for your book to become a bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com. The reason why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out is because your messaging is off. I help you sell out and have a waiting list by using media just when I show you how to message yourself correctly. Become a best-selling author. Understand PR and media for a successful business now. MediaMasteryRadio.com and MyBestsellerBook.com. Those programs boost your business and your message. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change.